106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It is Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. What's up, party people? And people are dumb. Today we have a thief who stole fake money, play money, game money. In great news, we have a victim of the Eaton fire and an unbelievable positive outlook from somebody who's going through some really difficult things. And I think that he deserves to be recognized. Reality star Spencer Pratt is a guy who's now running for office. I don't know if you remember him or not, but he's a reality star running for office. What could go wrong? We have the 420 catch of the day, and in the 5 o'clock hour, we've got your My Chemical Romance tickets at the Hollywood Bowl, and we will continue to give you tickets for this show. K-Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
You know what it reminds me of? I'm thinking of it. It reminds me a little of a waste of time.
Caught on security camera, a man kicking through the ductwork in the ceiling of the YMCA Child Development Center in India.
People are dumb is next on K-Rock. It is Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. About 20 minutes from now, we have tickets for you to see Foo Fighters at their show Wednesday at the Forum. But right now, it's time for People Are Dumb.
People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb.
Caught on security camera, a man kicking through the ductwork in the ceiling of the YMCA Child Development Center in India.
So first things first, the guy's in India, and he is going to rob a YMCA known for their high-end jewelry? Question mark?
Dropping to the floor, then breaking into a cash register.
Why? Where's the cash register in the YMCA?
Stealing all the money inside before making a daring escape out the door.
So he came in through the roof, then made a daring escape out the door.
A heist that Ethan Hunt, Tom Cruise's character from Mission Impossible, would be proud of.
Would he, though?
Except for one thing. This is the cash register.
Yeah, that's a toy. That's a toy cash register made out of plastic.
A children's toy filled with play money worth next to nothing.
Yeah, that money is toy money. So it's not even Monopoly money. It's not the same size. There's no way he got it confused with real money. It's tiny little play money that they can give to their tiny little dolls.
A burglary gone bupkis. As you can see, the ceiling tiles have been replaced here at the YMCA, and also, there's money back in the cash register. They should probably clear out this drawer so they don't get hit again.
See, because it's just play money, but somebody broke into the YMCA to steal it, so they should probably lock it up. I get that.
The Indio Police Department believes this might not be the first acoustic ceiling tile crushing caper this cat burglar has sunk his claws into.
Oh, fun with alliteration, kids.
Thieves tend to have specific MOs that they follow, that stuff that they get comfortable with. They don't get caught doing it once, so they figure, hey, this is a tried and true method, and they kind of stick to it.
So you're saying this guy that broke in and stole fake baby money didn't get caught, so he's probably likely to do it again?
With his face caught on camera, this thief should have thought twice. I'd classify this mission as impossibly stupid.
Hey, Rock, hello, who's this?
This is Greg.
Greg, you want to see Foo Fighters next Wednesday?
I sure do.
You got it, you're caller 20.
Awesome.
It's time for Kevin's, it's time for Kevin's, it's time for Kevin's. Kevin Ryder's great news. It's time for Kevin's, it's time for Kevin's, it's time for Kevin's. Kevin Ryder's great news.
Saw this yesterday as it was the one-year anniversary of the fires. And this guy is named Kevin Jordan. His home was destroyed in the Eaton fire. And sometimes there's nothing good about things. It all just sucks. But somebody's attitude, I watched this interview with him, and his attitude is better than mine, and he lost everything. Listen to him.
And there is so much strength in this community, but so many Eaton fire survivors are still trying to rebuild their homes and their lives. Eyewitness News reporter Leanne Suter caught up with one survivor whose story went viral after a live interview on our air.
Shaken with a smile.
It's a guy working at Starbucks.
As Kevin Jordan masters his new job at Starbucks. Like thousands of other Eaton fire victims, he is still putting his life back together a year after the flames destroyed everything he had.
So you would think it's been a year, he doesn't really have anything back. That guy must be bummed.
I don't put myself in a position of negative. I don't put myself never down. I find some way to just smile, to make somebody else smile.
That's incredible that he just, that's his instinct, is to smile himself and to be the reason somebody else smiles.
First met the 27-year-old at the massive Santa Anita donation site days after the fire. Kevin's raw and heartbreaking interview going viral.
I lost everything. I lost my money that I saved up, lost my cat, lost my uncle's ashes. That's everything.
The community's generosity helping to return that smile, even through the challenges that have continued.
Like a roller coaster, for sure, like a roller coaster. And it's always like steps to take. So what I do is I take those steps, and whatever it guides me makes me a stronger person.
He just takes whatever step is next, and it makes him a stronger person. I don't see myself handling it that well.
Donations helped him buy the car he had been saving for when the fire hit, but it was totaled by a hit-and-run driver.
Okay, so then he gets donations and buys a car, and it's totaled by a hit-and-run driver. So now he's bitter.
After months of searching, he has finally found a new home. Kevin's love of music and dance helping him through the pain and grief. A GoFundMe set up to help him as he continues to fight for a better future.
Kevin says he has often wondered why the last 12 months were so difficult and challenging for him, but he says it has also taught him that he is stronger than he ever imagined.
Got a life, I'm still living. Like, those are little things. So as long as I can keep going, keep smiling, that's the goal of the movie.
Kevin Johnson from Altadena is great news. Found out yesterday that a reality star that we used to make fun of 25 years ago, maybe, Spencer Pratt, is running for mayor. Details coming up. Couldn't love that song more. That is Zombie by Youngblood and Smashing Pumpkins. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. I just noticed that somebody is on hold, and I have a sneaking suspicion he was our winner 45 minutes ago. Hello?
Thank you for coming through for me.
How long ago did you win? Was it like 45 minutes?
45 minutes ago.
Oh. Wow. What an asshole I am.
You're all right.
I just looked at the phones, and I was like, why is someone on hold? Oh, he won Foo Fighters tickets forever ago.
I was like, this has never happened. Oh. Listen, I've won so much stuff from you guys over the years. I won a jigsaw from you guys on Kevin and Bean from when Mr. Burcham, his character anyway,
right.
Adam Carolla, was giving away power tools by firing him up on the air.
Unbelievable.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Sorry, man.
Thank you.
Enjoy the show.
All right. I'm glad to get back. Thanks.
All right, bye. Yesterday, of course, was the one-year anniversary of the fires. And in some of the coverage, I noticed something that pricked my interest. And here is the end of a report on Channel 7.
Organizers say they want to speed up rebuilding. And they say even a year later, transparency and accountability remain elusive.
For the past year, survivors have been burned again and again by a lack of transparency, accountability, and real support from the institutions meant to protect us.
Man, that is rough.
And even though this was billed as a non-political event, reality TV personality Spencer Pratt, who lost his home in the Palisades fire and has been very critical of the response, well, he was here today and he announced that he will be running for mayor of Los Angeles.
I'm sorry, Spencer Pratt?
Yes, yeah, Chief. That's right. Rat-a-tat-tat, Mayor Pratt.
What? I don't even remember what reality show you were on. What was it?
Jeopardy.
No, it wasn't Jeopardy.
Yeah. NBC World News Tonight. Sick.
Was it Laguna Beach or one of those kind?
Pee-wee's Playhouse.
You have no idea.
Yeah, whatever. I was a kingpin, king of all media. Howard Stern claims he's that, but it's me. Rat-a-tat-tat.
Yeah.
Spencer Pratt. Loved you unless you're fat.
So a lot of people were very upset at that press conference yesterday because not enough progress was being made. How do you pick that moment to step up and go, I'm going to run for mayor?
Because Kevin, Chief, Captain, Big Guy, when the world throws you a poo sandwich, there's only one man who's tough enough, handsome enough, white enough, rich enough, capable enough to come through and save the day. Just put a cape on me and put a big SP right there. Super Spencer. Oh, I didn't spell that right.
Nope.
Either way, sick.
Two S's. And what did you do with the poop sandwich? I lost that in translation.
Gave it to someone who deserves it, like a fat person who's ugly. Yeah, sick.
Oh, my God. What are your...
I already have plans,
do you have a platform?
I have plans.
Oh, you have plans?
Sure. Yeah.
Like what?
Get rid of those who drain the system. Keep those who give back. I have a plan. I'm going to finish that bullet train they've been working on, take it right to Mexico. All the fat people, that's where they go. All the beautiful people, they stay. L.A. County, yeah, sick. Healthcare is a big deal, right?
I think that you'll find...
a big deal, okay. Right? Every girl in Spencer Pratt's Los Angeles is going to get free and fully supported and safe breast augmentation when they turn 18, yeah.
I think you're going to be a little upset when you get into society now and realize that the fat jokes aren't quite as funny as they were when you were a reality star.
Kevin, you may run into some problems. Kevin, don't be glib. Don't be glib, okay? No one's making jokes here. Think about it. Think about it right now. What do fat people do?
Nope.
They eat, okay? And that means they need food. And what do Mexicans do? They work really hard and they serve people. So we take the fats, we send them down south of the border. Everybody wins. They grow the economy because they're selling so much food, burritos, tacos, whatnot, because the fats keep eating and then they grow their economy and the fats get exactly what they want.
Please stop calling them the fats.
What do you mean? What am I supposed to refer them to? Kevin, I'm trying to be respectful.
Okay.
I'm trying to be respectful.
I know you are.
Okay?
I can tell you're making a big effort for that. Well, good luck with your run for mayor.
I'm not going to say fat asses. I'm not going to say gross, disgusting, rotund people.
Okay.
I'm not going to say burlesque bitches. I'm not going to say that.
Right.
I'm going to say the fats because I want to give them their beautiful royal title.
Okay. Thank you, Spencer. It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday.
We've got three things at four. That's coming up next on K-Rock.
Megan Holliday joins me at this time every day for three things at four.
K-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
Three things at four.
Number one, a bar in Philadelphia are on the hunt for their stolen walrus penis.
I'm sorry, say that again.
Yeah, you heard that correctly.
A bar
in Philadelphia are on the hunt for their stolen walrus penis. And yeah, here's the story.
Some say Donkey's Place has Philly's best cheesesteak, even though they're across the river in Camden. They opened in the 1940s, and their walls are like a museum, but they say someone has stolen one of their prized family jewels.
Beculum bone? It's a walrus, basically.
Yep, it's a bone from a long-deceased walrus.
It's a conversation piece. You hand it out, like, oh, try to guess what this is.
On December 29th, three guys drinking at the bar left with the bone when the bartender walked away.
And when they left, they put it underneath a scarf and just took it with them.
Regulars want the bone back where it belongs. The bar, you know, shouldn't get the shaft because some dudes decided to steal their walrus part. You see that one guy comes out first with a buddy, and then the third guy is trying to hide the very long fossil as they walk to their red Uber. Donkeys has a second smaller baculum up on the shelf they showed me.
Wait, that's the small one?
It's the small one, Rob.
That's the small one.
If you've seen the stolen item, please give Donkeys a call. They don't plan to press charges. They just want to get their hands back on their walrus bone.
Wow.
And even that the small one was like 18 inches at least.
It was impressive.
It was insane. So if anyone knows about that walrus penis, let us know. Number two, 50 Cent recently blasted Campbell's Soup on social media after hearing leaked comments from a former Campbell's executive. Here's just a small clip of what he said.
Bioengineered meat. I don't want to eat a piece of chicken that came from a 3D printer.
Okay, so he said he doesn't want to eat a piece of chicken that came from a 3D printer.
Right.
And he also at some point said that their soup was for poor people. So,
Wow. Yeah,
it was really bad. So 50 Cent filmed himself throwing cans of their soup in the trash. Campbell's quickly responded publicly and even in his comments, insisting that their products use real quality ingredients and invited him to tour their facilities to see the process firsthand. And you know that the CEO, whoever's in charge now, is like, all right, we better get, clear out the 3D printers,
yep.
Bring in the real meat.
Of course.
And something I have to say is I absolutely love that 50 Cent has been on a good one as far as social justice goes.
Agreed.
His documentary on Diddy is so good. So thank you, 50 Cent, for your service. Number three, The new Jackass movie was confirmed yesterday by Johnny Knoxville. It is set for release on June 26th. It's the fifth installment of the franchise. Although no title has been revealed yet, the film has been formally announced. Knoxville returning as part of the core team. No additional cast members have been confirmed so far, but I think, you know, people like Steve-O are definitely going to be involved.
I would assume so, yeah.
There have even been reports that Bam Margera is in negotiations for some level of involvement.
Wow.
So, you know, we'll see. We'll see what happens. More to be revealed. I'm Megan Holliday. That was Three Things at Four on K-Rock.
K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
This is from 3 Days Grace's latest album, Alienation. The song is called Kill Me Fast, and it's the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. That is Kill Me Fast. It is 3 Days Grace from the album Alienation, and that is the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. We're going to take your calls like we do in the 5 o'clock hour on a topic.
And for the best phone call, we've got your tickets to see My Chemical Romance taking over the Hollywood Bowl on October 21st.
It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday. I brought in a story for People Are Dumb, but I found a better one. So I haven't played this yet. But okay. This is a story of a failed proposal. There's a guy, he's at a resort, and they're on a bridge over a valley.
Oh, okay. So beautiful view.
Yes.
Okay.
But there's air beneath them is the point.
Okay.
So he gets tells a woman behind him, hey, would you mind filming this? I'm going to ask her to marry me. And then he gets down on one knee and he drops the ring. And it falls through the bridge and goes down 100 feet.
No.
This is his fiance in the moment saying, did you drop it?
Oh.
Did it drop it?
Trevor Van Camp planned to capture his proposal to his longtime girlfriend Danielle Jenkins on Skybridge, Michigan at Boyne Mountain Resort.
Yeah. I told her, I said, I'm going to have the couple behind us take a picture. So I went and told them and I whispered into the lady's ear. I said, I'm going to propose. I'm shaking because I'm scared of heights and I'm afraid she's going to say no, this, that, and the other. Just a domino effect of things, really.
The engagement ring slipped out of his fingers, fell through the bridge, and dropped more than 100 feet onto a snow-covered ski hill.
Oh, my God. That's reason enough for her to say no to
right?
him. Uh-huh.
I'm going to rethink this.
Oh,
give me some time to rethink this. So the dude lost the ring. Listen to this.
I didn't even get to see the ring.
The couple alerted the resort staff, who used metal detectors to search for the ring. But after a couple of hours of searching, it wasn't found.
We kind of gave up and thought it was a lost cause at that point.
But resort worker Pat Harper vowed to keep searching with a metal detector.
I swung over one of the footprints, and then the edge of the ring stuck out. And I kind of sat there for a minute, and I was like, there's no way you just found that.
It was awesome. I can't thank Boyne enough, or Pat himself enough, for doing that for us.
It was a big story. It was something crazy to tell, and now it's our story to tell.
Yeah, she's thrilled.
Memorable AF.
It was quite a story.
Yeah.
And now it's our story to tell. She's very upset about that.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So the topic for your phone calls today is you lost something important. It doesn't have to be a wedding ring. It could be a passport. It could be a paycheck.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Just anything, whether it's super important to you or it would just be considered valuable.
Because I know that feeling that he felt as the ring was falling. It was like, I need to somehow cartoonishly catch up and get that. And you can't.
Mm-mm.
It's gone. So you lost something important. That's the topic. You can call with stories or text at 800-520-1067.
And the most entertaining call, we have your tickets to see My Chemical Romance at the Hollywood Bowl on October 21st.
You lost something important. 800-520-1067. The phone topic today is you lost something important.
And for the best phone call, we're going to hook you up with tickets to see Mike Kemp at the Hollywood Bowl October 21st.
800-520-1067. We are talking about you lost something important.
The 818 said, I lost my coworker's finger after he cut it off with a saw. And we are definitely going to need this person to call in and elaborate on this. Oh,
yes,
my
please.
God.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It is Kevin Ryder, Megan Holliday. We're taking your phone calls on you lost something important.
these have been gnarly.
Pretty wild. A lot of wedding rings.
I know.
Going so missing. Sad. Strange. The number is 800-520-1067 for your phone calls and or texts.
And the best call, we're sending you to Mike Hem at the Hollywood Bowl October 21st.
All right. You lost something important?
Hi.
Hi. You lost something important.
Yeah. I lost my passport when I was in Ireland, and I didn't realize it till the next day when a stranger walked up to me and said my name. I looked at them weird. And then they handed me my passport.
How did they find you?
On the street?
Yeah. It was like a block or two over from where I was. I was drinking the night before.
What the hell are the chances that the person that found it is going to see you on the street?
Yes.
You are one lucky SOB, dude.
Yes, you are.
I know, right?
K-Rock, hello.
So my wife forgot she lost something important. She lost her thong underwear that she bought on our honeymoon. About 4 years later, we were unpacking our suitcases for the first time, and she found thong underwear in her suitcase and asked me where it came from.
Oh, I swear to God,
I didn't know.
Was it an accusatory tone?
Yes.
Oh, boy. And so who remembered that it was her underwear?
We started talking about it, and then she remembered ultimately that she had bought it.
I'd say she owes you.
Yeah, she better, you know, make up for that, if you know what I mean?
K-Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin? This is Chris, and I also lost my wedding ring.
All right, how did it happen?
Man, a bunch of us were camping a few years back, and we were floating down the rapids just in life jackets, and my hand hit a rock, and it ripped the ring off my hand.
There's no finding that ring if you were in any kind of moving water.
No, it's crazy. And so me and the guys, we go and borrow some snorkel gear from some kids that were playing around. The women were laughing at us, calling us idiots. But we jumped in, and 20 minutes later, my buddy comes popping out of the water like Frodo with the ring of power.
What? Oh, my God.
And I took that ring, and I told my wife, every time I look at this ring, I'm going to think of Dustin.
Oh, my God. I'm sure she's stoked on that.
K-Rock, hello.
When I was a little girl, I used to love trying on my mom's jewelry. Mm-hmm. And she had a diamond ring that she told me, be really, really careful that you only wear this on at the house. And there was one day, I think I was 7 or 8 years old, I wore it to school. And when I came back home, it was not with me.
Oh, and you don't remember at what point you lost it?
I don't remember at all, and it's drove me crazy ever since.
Wow. How did your mom react?
She was not too happy. She was pretty upset.
Diamond ring. Oof.
Yeah, but if you're 8 or 9... Yeah. I'm not leaving my diamond ring out for you to maybe take with you.
No.
Yeah, exactly.
So you did right. You had to teach your mom a lesson.
Exactly.
Yes, I guess it wasn't my fault then.
Right, not at all. In any way, you're blameless. K-Rock, you lost something important.
So I went to a festival at Dodger Stadium a few years back, Camp Flognock. And there was a lot of drinks and a lot of illicit drugs, and I lost my wallet somewhere by a park in Dodger Stadium.
Wow.
The very next morning, I realized I lost it, so I wanted to go retrace my steps.
So to retrace your steps, did you take E again?
I went back to the park, and it was sitting right where I was sitting for like half an hour trying to recover from E.
So you walked right back to the spot where it was lost?
And you know what that is? The ending of a perfect trip.
Taking phone calls on things you lost.
909 says, I lost my virginity in a club in WeHo. I regret it. Understandable. 818, I lost a good amount of weed before going on a trip. TSA helped me find it and let me fly with it anyway.
What?
When does that ever happen?
Pre-September 11th?
I guess so.
I would assume.
That's the coolest TSA agents I've ever heard of in my life.
Agreed. Started the hour talking about a guy who dropped his wedding ring as he was proposing, dropped it through a bridge into snow. And so the topic this hour has been, you lost something important. K-Rock, you have a story like that?
Hey, this is Mark. So I got a story My wife lost her Apple Watch twice in the same year.
Twice?
And both times I thought they were just completely gone. The first time, I think she just flipped it off when she was going up to her car because we couldn't find it for like 3 weeks and the battery died, so we couldn't track it. But then we went on vacation and came back and someone posted up a sign like on our street saying, "Hey, I found an Apple Watch. It's been run over, but it still turns on. So if it's yours, call me." And then we found it. We called the guy and we found out it was the same watch. It was run over, but it still worked. So we got it fixed.
That's a pretty cool dude.
Yeah, honest.
Yeah, I was surprised.
Like, yeah, he gives it back.
Which made it funnier because then a few months later, we were at Knott's Berry Farm and we were on, I think it was like the Wonder Woman roller coaster. It's one of the ones where your feet is dangling.
Right.
And when you go on the roller coaster, it's all great and everything. As soon as we get off the ride, you know, my watch, like we're walking away. My wife's like, "Oh crap, my watch is gone." And she definitely had it before. And then we just looked back and we figured it had flown off somewhere. It got like swung off the ride, off her wrist.
Are you positive that she wants that Apple Watch?
That's the thing. I was asking her the same thing. I was like, "Why do you want to get rid of this watch? It's a gift from your parents." And she was like, "I have no idea why it won't just die."
All right. K-Rock, hello. You lost something important.
I was helping my buddy cut a piece of baseboard on the saw, and I walk away from him. I tell him how to do it, and I walk away from him, and I hear this ping sound, and there's blood everywhere, and I'm like, "Well, are you okay?" He's this dude just looking at his hand, and he's like, "Boss, I think I cut my finger off." I was like, "I think you did too. Where is it?" And like we're looking for it. And I ended up finding it because I remembered, like, "Oh, we got to put this thing on ice." But as soon as I touch it, I swear it moved.
What?
Like, in my head, it felt like a spider. You know, like when a spider walks on you and you just fling your hand?
Yeah.
Like, what the hell? I did the same thing and the finger went flying. I was like, oh damn it, dude.
Oh, my.
You got to find this.
You flung it somewhere and it got lost? Yeah.
We ended up finding it a long time later, but it was like 2 hours later, and we put it in someone's like water bottle because he had a little bit of ice in it.
Ugh, yeah.
I had to keep working, so I just went back to work and sent him to the hospital.
Did they attach it, and did it work?
I don't think so, because he still has a nubs.
So you literally lost your coworker's finger.
Yeah, I feel bad.
That's pretty great. I mean, to me, you're the winner.
Yeah.
As far as I'm concerned, that's the best important loss that we've had today.
It was pretty important loss.
A coworker's finger. Well, congratulations. You got tickets for My Chemical Romance at Hollywood Bowl.
That's all. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thank you for losing your friend's finger.
I'm going to call him and tell him.
Yes, you better take him then.
No, don't take him. This coming Wednesday, Foo Fighters are playing the Forum.
Woo!
Very exciting.
And coming up at 6 o'clock, I'm going to be hooking you up with those tickets.